BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Did it get merged in a wibbly wobbly house?
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
It's the Scott Mills Daily for Monday. We've got some more angry DJs coming on, basically just to rant about what you did to them at the weekend. Do not touch their decks and do not pull their power leads out. Don't spill drinks over them and their equipment either.
Bit of respect, please.
Come on. Also, how do you get to be a seat filler at award ceremonies? Lewis Capaldi got mistaken for one last night at the Grammys. We want to get one in for the Brits. If anyone knows how, let us know. How did you get that job? Another round of bangers. You know the restaurant that I'm talking about, but what exactly is in that salad cart, please? If anyone knows, get in touch. And Dundee, you've got some of the world's biggest artists coming your way in May, but what else is there to do? Luckily, we've got a Chris Stark guide just for you. Billie Eilish mouthing, please don't let it be me. As she was being announced for another award is the mood of this year's Grammys, I think. Generally quite disgusted by her own success. Also, if I was Nick Jonas, I would be fuming today. Have you seen that?
What's happened?
Someone let him go out there on the stage in front of the world with spinach in his teeth.
No.
Yes. You've done that to me before. You've let me perform with something in my mouth, in between my teeth before.
Yeah, I did it on purpose, not just because I'm scared to tell you.
Not,
you know?
At the Grammys. That's not okay. Someone will be fired.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really, really hope that Lewis Capaldi did get mistaken for a seat filler at the Grammys. I really hope that's true. Because she thought that he was one of the people who sits in the chairs to fill them when someone gets up to use the bathroom. So they do this at all the awards. Let's say a famous really needs to go to the loo or nip out or whatever. They can't have an empty seat on TV because that looks rubbish. Looks like there's not enough people there. So they employ people who are professional seat fillers to just sit in, let's say, Lewis Capaldi's place till he comes back from the loo. And then they immediately get up as soon as Lewis Capaldi returns. And that's their job.
It's a brilliant job as well. In fact, didn't we speak to someone on the show who did this? So I'm sure it was the BAFTAs or TV awards of some kind.
Now, I'm thinking this could be an ideal opportunity. Can we get one of our team to be a seat filler at the Brits?
Yes.
Because imagine that. We get so much good stuff. Just record stuff on your phone. Like Bruno Mars or whoever's there decides to go to the toilet. You sit in his seat, eat his food, then he comes back. We'd get so much good stuff.
And also, you get to join in the conversation with whoever's on the table.
That's what I mean.
But only for the time that they're in the toilet.
Yeah.
So it's actually the best way of doing the Brits, I'd say.
It would be brief and it would be quick, but like, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
If anyone knows how we get this, because I want to do this on the show, or maybe you've been a seat filler at one of these awards before, including the Brits, which is coming up. Let us know, please. 81199. Just keen to hear from you and what actually it entails. And what they tell you, what do's and don'ts are they?
Mm. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we'd quite like to smuggle a seat filler into the Brits this year. Someone to fill the seat when a famous person goes to the loo. Chris Walker on Twitter, great idea. Superfan seat filler, Steve. Not a bad idea, that. Good shout.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week on the show, we had many angry DJs who wanted to come on, who were really annoyed by people on a night out. Because what they do is they have a couple of drinks and they try and touch your decks or spill drinks over them or basically take the decks with them when they're trying to clamber towards you.
Mm.
I've had that before. Like, one bloke completely took out the whole equipment. Like, it all went flying.
Sometimes they bite. You've had that before as well.
Someone has bitten me before, yep. And they repeatedly tell you your music is rubbish and they're holding their phone up going, play this, everyone will like this instead, your music's rubbish. However, I've been thinking about this over the weekend. Is it not just the same as when stand-up comedians get heckled?
It is, but isn't the thing with stand-up comedians that you can deal with heckles and you answer back as part of the game?
Yeah, it's kind of the game. Anyway, we thought after the weekend would be a good time to get some more DJs on because obviously the weekend's just happened, loads of people have been playing out and loads of people would have met those people that do, they like to hassle you. Jack's fuming, aren't you?
Absolutely livid.
Okay, go on, what's happened?
So I'm a DJ, did a corporate gig not long ago, free bar.
Right, so this is for like a company?
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of companies put these on. They have award ceremonies, or they just have like a get together for the staff. It's like a morale thing. And yet often there is a free bar.
There is. And that sort of puts people in a slight state of mind that they must make the most of this free bar.
What happened?
So a guy comes up to me. He's clearly fairly intoxicated, and he more demands a song than he asks for a song. And it's a song that you wouldn't necessarily expect to play. But you know what? That's fine. If you ask for a song, I'll put it on my list. If I can play it, I'll play it. I'm fair.
Yeah, but what he's got there is he's got the free bar mentality. So quite entitled for all the booze that they want. It's a bit like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You can eat whatever you want. It changes your attitude on things. And sadly, you've just been grouped in on that. So they think that they can just ask whatever they want of you.
Pretty much, yeah. But there's more to it than that. You can't just go straight from Mr. Brightside straight into a thumping house tune. You've got to build into these things.
What was he asking for?
He was asking for a Desio for strings.
Great shout.
It is a great shout at the right time, not at 9 o'clock, which is when he asked for it.
Right, so round about that time, you're gently introducing Uptown Funk to the proceedings, right?
You're spot on, spot on.
That's the level we're at. You can't go from that to Adagio for Strings straight away.
No, it will get some looks.
It's a bit like going from Despacito into Sandstorm.
So what did he do?
After about, I don't know, 10 times. He's crashed into the booth a few times.
Yeah.
He's come over with his drink, which is sloshing all over the place. You know, it's getting close to the equipment.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do at that point is you turn the music down and you pick up the microphone. You ask this person what his name is. Let's say, for argument's sake, this bloke was called John. And you draw everybody's attention to John because John wants his song now. And you say, everyone, look, John's asked for a song that we probably don't want to play. Should we play it? And of course, at that point, nobody's on John's side. Everyone's on the DJ side there.
Clever.
Exactly that. You've turned the music off. Why have you turned the music off? Everyone's having a great time dancing to Single Ladies. And then you introduce that John's here. John wants a song just for him. Should we play it?
No.
It's a flat response. John then walks away. And funny enough, he doesn't bother you again.
That is a very good idea, actually, because you've got the crowd on side there.
Exactly that. It's all about getting everybody else on side. You might make one enemy, but you'll make a hell of a lot of friends out of it as well.
You've done well there. You've clearly done this before. So, look, it's a tough weekend for DJs everywhere. They've taken an absolute battering this weekend all over the UK, various places. Is there something that you'd just like to say to everyone listening right now?
Yeah, we're fair people. Ask us once, that's not a bother. Ask us twice. Okay, fair enough. Ask us 10 times, you're probably not getting your song played. Scott
Mills. Good message, this. As a DJ, oh my word, I feel this at my core. Drink over the decks does my absolute nut in. When they start spilling it over your decks. One of my good friends just reminded me of a time where I played Liverpool Uni. I'm going to give her full name. And there was a girl called Gemma, who came up on stage for a dance and somehow pulled out the power lead and absolutely everything went off. She tripped over the power lead. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Gemma Brack. She's listening. She was only the only one on the stage. Absolutely loving life.
But how do you remember the name?
Because he just reminded me. Oh. Then all the lights came back on and she just carried on as normal, just doing her like one woman dance routine.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Gemma. Richard, what do you do?
I'm a singer guitarist. I work in an events band, a three-piece male fronted band. We constantly get requests from people asking for ludicrous requests. We had someone this weekend asking for the Venga Boys, and all night, every time we ended a song, she'd come up and ask for the Venga Boys. So in the end, I just started telling her, here comes the Venga Boys song. This is from their 1990-something album, and we just launched into something like Get Lucky or some Oasis or something like that. But happens every week without fail. We'll have a set list or a bank of songs we have to choose from, and someone will come and ask us something completely ridiculous, something like a Beyonce song.
So it happens in bands as well as being a DJ?
Yeah, it does. It's a nightmare. You can never please everybody. People just come up to you, ask you for X, Y, and Z, and look at you like you're the worst person in the world when you can't do it.
Is there any point where you do lose your ag?
The beauty of it is we use in-ear monitoring, so when we're plugged in, we can't really hear a lot of them. So we sort of tend to skate over the issue, shall we say.
Yeah, but I get people going, Scott! 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 Scott!
Yeah, yeah.
More difficult when you're in a band as well, because you're actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like singing and playing and that.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, honestly. I've got a hands-on guitar, got my earphones in, I'm singing on a microphone, like I can't do four or five things at once.
I'd like to say that when we're both DJing, we do work very hard.
Well, we do work hard. But I was going to say...
I can imagine you do.
But if anything, Richard, surely you can hide away because you can do stuff. We did hear about this one DJ. Do you remember who it was, Scott? Because we should name them now if we do. Who... The first red flag was they used to have red wine as their drink when they would DJ, which is just seems a bit odd for me.
Yeah.
And the second one was they'd bring a book along and and read a book.
Now that just looks like you're not doing anything.
Yeah, that's pre-mixed all day long.
It just looks like you're not interested.
Read a book.
Don't read a book.
In a nightclub. Like, how bad is that?
No, but like, you're not interacting with the crowd in any way there. You're not looking at anybody. You're face down reading a book.
Mate, it was someone who worked here, I'm sure of it. And I can't think who it is.
That is a professional dosser.
Yeah.
I hope they're listening to this, though.
Yeah, because she will know who she is.
And, name
and
is Shane.
Actually, okay, yeah, is that who you're thinking? Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, and if you are listening, just own up. Do you know what I mean? Because you've moved on from that sort of scene now anyway, yeah. So be honest, were you reading a book when you were DJing? Are the rumours true?
Just red wine and a book. She definitely never spoke to the crowd. No. I've got Joe here saying, I think it's annoying when someone keeps pestering you to play a song and then you play it and 10 minutes later they come out and be like, why don't you play my song? I did play it 10 minutes ago. Oh, sorry, I went outside for a cigarette. Can you play it again? No. And then someone else has piped up now. Scott, it's like being told by a DJ on Radio 1 you're going to play Justin Timberlake and you don't. I played Say Something 20 minutes ago. You must have gone for a cigarette, mate.
Scott Mills.
Scott, you know every one of these songs that we're playing now, Cos Excited, Cos Big Weekend, Cos Dundee, I keep trying to fit in, here we go, over the song, and I was doing it in anger to that.
You were. It's really fast, that one.
Yeah.
Here we go. Laura says, I honestly can't tell you or send you what was discussed on our WhatsApp chat after Ben won the tickets on air this morning. There was pure saltiness by my friends. Yeah, I guess a lot of people would be jealous of that. So Ben won tickets with Greg this morning to Big Weekend. Charlie has just sent me what her mate Kelsey sent to her when Big Weekend was announced earlier to be in Dundee. He's going to breathe the same air as us for a few hours. OMG, GGGGGG. It's not far, Faye, your flat, from your flat. And they're working out in feet how far it is, because I think Kelsey lives quite near Camberdown Park, where we're going to be.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to work it out like in exact measurements how far Harry Styles will be. There are other people on apart from Harry Styles.
I know, but there is a lot of thirst towards him. Maybe with the right kind of paper aeroplane, you might be able to get close to him.
There will be more big names to be announced to the Big Weekend lineup in the coming weeks. Keep listening and find out who else is going to be performing and how to get your grubby hands on some tickets for Dundee. 22nd, 23rd and 24th of May. Something to look forward to, that is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's speak to one of life's special people. This is a person who has achieved more than most of us ever will. And we get to ask them literally anything every Monday, just after 2. We ask them anything. We don't know what skill they possess, but we're about to find out. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm David Morris from Sutherwith near Oldham, and I'm a professional whistler, and I went to America and won the title World Champion Whistler. Ask me anything.
Oh, I will ask you anything. David, is it?
It is.
Nice to meet you, David.
Yeah.
So, you whistle for a living?
I do, yeah. I do concert appearances, I do after-dinner appearances, I do TV adverts, film music.
Yeah, so your lips are your instrument?
Lips and ears, yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm quite good at whistling, I would say.
I'm not.
Give it a demonstration, go on. I'll adjudicate you.
All right, what song do you want?
Anything you want, mate.
I'd like to have Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur.
Fine.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, good sound.
Oh,
right, so am I a pro?
you've got very good potential, I would say.
Scott, I'm like the Subo of whistling. I've just turned up. I'm with an expert.
From a little town.
I mean? I've got a celebrity judge in front of me as well. I was in a pressured situation. I've just performed.
And
I'm
you
going
did
to
well.
Boot camp.
Yeah.
Shall I give you a bit of Kasabian fire?
But yes, I would like that, yes.
Okay.
You must go down so well with the birds, literally. Like
absolutely.
When you're out in your garden and doing your whistling,
they're like, "Oh, we've got some competition here."
Do they just flock to you?
It's funny you should say that. Animals tend to like it. When I go down to the news agents for a paper, I've got about five dogs behind me.
What's the key to good whistling here? Is it your tongue? Is it your lips? What are you ensuring?
It's a combination of everything, really. I mean, the tongue does come into it in a big way. For example, if I do things like fly the bumblebee, the tongue's waggling away really quickly like this. William Tell.
Oh my God, you'd be extraordinary in certain situations.
You know, things like that, using your tongue, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is mad.
Can you imagine being able to do that with your tongue, Scott? Like, just listen to that.
It's so fast.
Can you do anything faster? Can you do Sandstorm?
I don't know that one, pal.
I think students would go mad for this at their like, unis.
Okay, mate. I'll look it up, Sandstorm.
Sandstorm Darude. Yeah, it's a big one. Now, have you been on anything that we would have maybe heard?
I'll do it for you now. I did one for a famous bank, which goes...
No!
That's me, yeah.
Is that you?
That's me. That's been going for about 5 years, and it's still going, and it's on radio now.
Any other adverts?
I did a very successful one for the BMW Mini car.
David, I'm going to book you for a party immediately. I really do.
Okay.
I'll be in touch.
All right, my mate.
We're going to get mad requests for you, actually. We'll probably have to get you on another time.
Maybe you could, like, go out and, I don't know, do, like, the old Nokia sound.
Something like that, I think. Yeah.
This is that track I was telling you about, Sandstorm.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, I can do that with some practice. I can do that with some rehearsal, no problem.
Yeah, well, I think we get you back on at some point. I think it should be a rare... Yeah, think about it. Sandstorm, whistling, that would be huge.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start practicing tomorrow.
David, we're definitely going to get you back on the show. This is brilliant. Thank you for being on Ask Me Anything today. Could we have the one that we know from the advert so well, please? Once more, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott here. Why have you just messaged about where I went for dinner last night to me?
Oh, because I found it funny. I was following your... Well, I was just looking at your boyfriend's stories.
Yeah.
And there you are at the salad cart.
Yeah, I'm at that place that has the salad cart. Now, here's my question.
You're really tucking in.
Are you allowed to just have that? Because it's free.
No, but I think it's only free if you're getting a meal, isn't it?
Also, there's some funky stuff in that salad cart. I want to discuss it.
Oh, good.
You've got your carrot shavings in there. Fine. Someone's shaved the carrot, though. They've taken the time and trouble to actually shave a carrot. And then, are they pickled onions in there, or what are they?
I don't know.
They're very small, if so.
Mm.
And then there's some, like, what looks like onion flakes. I was very confused.
Oh, they're the best, the crispy onion ones.
Not been for a while. And then there was something that looked like potato but didn't taste like it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
If anyone wants to take me through what exactly is in there, I mean, I ate it all anyway, but, like, I'd like to know what it is. I'm fine, though, with things like that. Do you know what I mean? I'll just eat it. You know, some people are, like, sniffing it, going, what is it, though? What is it? I don't care. It's in.
No, exactly. You just go for it. Yeah. No, it's lovely that you treated your boyfriend for a nice meal out.
Yeah, shout out to the one in Exeter. Dead last night. Hardly anyone in there. Right, Lucy, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on today? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just working in the northeast, just driving around.
It's a grim old day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's boring Monday.
Boring, it says that. Grim.
We've got some notes in front of us here. They get passed to us, Lucy. So it says, Lucy, 25 years old, having a really boring Monday. Yeah. And then it says, needs some excitement. But then what's amazing is it then says, end of January, so boring. And then it says again, needs some excitement. So it sounds to me that's written twice on there, you really need some excitement.
Well, I like to go out at the weekends, and I didn't go out last weekend, and I'm not going out this weekend.
Why not?
I've got to wait till the 8th of February.
Yeah.
Long.
Because no one wants to go out. It's boring. It's January.
Nobody wants to go out. And also, can I stop asking people to put on social media, oh, today feels like the 45th of January?
Because it does.
They're going to be the same people that are going to be putting on social media, can you believe it's already February? Same people.
Yeah. No, I was bowling on Saturday, right? Went bowling. Which, by the way, news on this, I haven't been for ages, but you don't have to pass over your shoes anymore.
No. That's a thing of the past.
Right. But you can have the shoes if you want.
Yeah, it's an option now.
Why is it optional?
Who wants it's an option. Those shoes? Nobody wants the shoes.
No one.
In Bracknell, in the bowling in Bracknell, there was a big old queue for people to put the shoes on. I was like, so you're saying I can just wear my trainers? He's like, yeah, they're absolutely fine. So why isn't everyone doing that? It's like part of the experience, is it, getting the shoes?
There's lots to take in here, but no, you don't have to wear bowling shoes anymore. And also, the weird things that look like pickled onions in the salad cart are called silver skins. Never heard of it. Don't trust it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Lucy, on Bangers.
Yes. I like a bit of R&B.
Yeah. On a boring Monday, why wouldn't you want to hear a gospel choir with Mary Mary on Shackles?
Agree with that. However, can't think of this song the same way anymore since you had the gospel choir in your house for one of your parties. Listen, everyone. Built a stage in his living room. His living room is... Right, big, but not that big to have a stage in. Neighbours hated it. A whole gospel choir in there. And then I sung this song with someone else who works here at Radio 1. And you stood in front of us, conducting us, basically saying we weren't putting enough effort in.
Yeah.
You were quite wavy by then, but you were taking it too seriously.
Then scoot forward to 3 a.m. The noise pollution cops turn up.
Okay, Lucy, you can have that. It's a good song.
It's fine. It was fine in the end. Yep.
Moi has chosen this. I think this is the best Maroon 5 one that they've done. It's actual banger.
That they've done?
Yeah. This is Harder to Breathe. Radio 1. Is there anyone out there? Because it's getting
harder and harder to breathe. This is the BBC with the best song that Maroon 5 ever done.
We can't all talk like we're on the King's Speech, Scott.
Versus Mary Mary. So what are you going to go for, Lucy?
So, I have to admit, I normally go for Chris. But I think it's going to be Scott.
Woo! Show is hot out here. No? I don't mind, though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs did not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Yes. Mary Mary, Shackles, Praise You, wins Bangers today. Good one.
Very good one.
Coming up, Kygo and Whitney Houston. Remember, Kygo, that hologram offer still stands in the Live Lounge. You and Whitney could perform it together. They're going on tour with the Whitney hologram, so we could easily get it in here.
You said this last week. I thought we kind of labelled that as our business. You don't know if someone's heard it on this show then and then made it happen.
Imagine both of them doing Higher Love. Together, live for the very first time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Big news dropped this morning. Radio 1's big weekend is coming to Dundee. Reese, you live there. You excited?
I'm absolutely buzzing. I can't wait for it again.
What's the vibe?
I think everybody's excited. I think maybe the word on the grapevine was that it was coming here. So people weren't too sure, but now that it's dropped, everybody's really excited.
Yeah, there's always rumours, you know, but no one knows for sure until we announce it on the day.
I've got to declare something at this point as well. I was in Dundee a week ago, and I'd had a couple of beers.
Now, hang on, do you want to say this? Because you've told me already.
Yeah, I can be dishonest then. I can lie and say I didn't do this. But a couple of people were saying, you know, is it Dundee? And I'd heard rumours that it was. And that I'd...
Well, so had the local newspapers. That's the problem.
Well, I was loose-tongued.
Yeah. Did you not say it on the mic?
I did say it on the mic.
Oh, I thought you just told a couple of people.
No, it was right at the end. The thing is, I was on a high because, you know, loads of... It was a great night. And just DJed to this crowd. And I was like, yeah, and it'll be great to be coming back soon. And then I woke up the next morning with the ultimate beer fear. But it's fine because I don't think I was the source of the news that was in the local papers.
Well, let me tell you, I've worked here a while. People have been fired for less.
Yeah, well, I'll deny that story then. I'll just say it never happened. And also, I don't think anyone's got any video of it happening. So actually, we can just move on from it. Maybe it was a bad dream.
All right, so we're coming to Dundee. Me and you have DJed loads in Dundee at the Student Union and St Andrews and Aberdeen. We were in Turriff from the Highlands recently.
And Rhys, I'm sure you hear a lot of negative things about Dundee, and that's the great thing about big weekends, about showcasing this great city. But what's the sort of bad things you hear about Dundee that we can dispel in this guide?
I think the bad things you hear is that there's nothing to do, and it's quite a negative, grey place. Well, I tell you what, it's very colourful today.
OK, so Chris is ready with his guide. A lot of you found out this morning that Radio 1 is coming back to Dundee, but we were there in 2006, apparently.
Oh.
But things have changed since then. And you'll find out how next.
Scott Mills.
My mistake, Creef in the Highlands. That was where we went, Creef, that was the Highlands. Turriff isn't even in the Highlands, it's that far away. There's literally nothing to do there.
One BBC Radio 1.
Chris is ready with another guide too. We thought we should do Dundee today. Rhys, hi.
Hi.
So big news with Greg James this morning. We are coming to Dundee. Friday 22nd, Saturday 23rd, and Sunday the 24th of May. We've already announced that AJ Tracy, Biffy Clyro, Calvin Harris, Camila Cabello, Dua Lipa and Harry Styles are joining us. More big names still to be announced. It's big, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
This is it. This is going to be so good. Anyway, I've hastily put together this guide. Literally today.
Right.
So I'm ready to go.
Well, you didn't know where it was until now.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't know. Actually, I didn't know where Big Weekend was.
That's right.
Definitely didn't announce it.
No. In a club last weekend. All right, Rhys, are you ready for us to roll your town in glitter?
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here's your Chris Stark guide to Dundee.
Dundee, Dundee, Dundee. So good. We're coming back again. Yes, Big Weekend has landed in Dundee before, and what a legacy it gave. Stories from that weekend have passed down through the generations. Many of the town's grandparents remember fondly incredible performances from artists such as the Zootons, Sugar Babes, and We Are the Scientists.
We Are Scientists.
Whatever. Radio 1 was a very different station then. None of our current DJs were even born. The afternoon show we present now was presented by an elderly couple called Colin and Edith. Edith, of course, born of Scotland. It was a homecoming of sorts for her. But back to Dundee. Scotland's fourth largest city, but by no means its fourth best. And I mean that in a good way. Historically, part of Angus, off of Beef, and the Eurovision hit Release Me.
This wasn't the Eurovision song.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And it's her name is Agnes, not Angus.
Oh, is it? Sorry, this was done in a hurry.
So
it was
both
quick
wrong.
Google.
The Swedish singer, yeah.
Today, Dundee is promoted as one city, many discoveries. And my word, there is a lot to discover in Dundee. The great thing about Dundee is its wee. It's so compact, many of the main sites are within close walking distance, which makes exploring a relaxed experience. Whilst you walk around, admire the street art. Or, if you want to get flagged, why not take a tour of the vaults? Flegged is Dundee for scared.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The people of Dundee are a simple folk. They don't make long...
That harsh.
Get back to the voice.
They don't...
That's it.
The people of Dundee are a simple folk. They don't make long-winded descriptions for things unless they have to. A roundabout isn't a roundabout here. It's a circle. a drain cover at the side of the road, it's a condy. There's a few other words which belong only to the fine people of Dundee, the Dundonians, if you will, and who better to talk through those than Dundee's biggest fan, Korean Billy.
Today, I'm going to talk about Dundee dialect words.
Yeah, and Korean Billy can just throw out a couple here, can't he?
Yes, I'll have a pie. Eh, I'll help, eh? Yes, I'll have a pie. Eh, I'll help, eh?
Okay.
I'll help, eh?
Awesome.
Eh? Eh, help, eh?
And also,
onion pear, that means onion pie.
Onion pear?
Onion pear.
I can't wait to go.
I'll have two brides and an onion one as well. I'll have two brides and an in and an out.
Cracking. All right, we're all learning. Good.
What's a bridie?
Reese?
Yeah, some sort of pastry.
Reese, could we have it from you? I'll have two brides and an onion one as well.
Oh, God. Okay. I'll have two Bridies and then Indian one and that.
I'm learning so much.
Scott Mills.
Back to the guide. With heavy investment, Dundee has turned its languishing waterfront into one of Scotland's most exciting places to be. At the heart of the waterfront redevelopment project is the new V&A Dundee, Scotland's first design museum and the only V&A museum outside of London. But many traditions of Dundee still have the city buzzing, such as when the carnival rolls into town. The best rides always seem to be at Caird Park, while the ones which aren't as thrilling end up at Riverside. However, what the Riverside lacks in rides,
Mother,
it made up for with his resident Highland cows, who somehow managed to have better hair than most of the city's people. And as the stars of the world descend on Dundee in their busloads, look after the environment, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, AJ Tracy, this great city will be prepared, having already been home to many a famous name. Brian Cox, not the professor one, the grumpy old Scottish billionaire from Succession, he was born there. How about fast-aging Scottish footballer, Charlie Adam? He was born there. And finally, outspoken politician George Galloway, who famously pretended to be a cat on Big Brother.
Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Oh.
Yes, please. It's okay.
I can't bear that anymore.
It's quite gross, it's horrible, isn't it? As always with Big Weekend, many of the DJs and artists like to enjoy a night out after a busy day of entertaining the general public. Dundee will not disappoint on this front. The student union has been voted Scotland's best student union. Perhaps you'll find Radio 1's Kel Spellman there.
Probably.
You never know. Maybe you'll find Harry Styles at Club Tropicana and Wenger. Or how about Radio 1's Ariel Free dancing on a pole at Underground Nightclub? Anything could happen. It's Big Weekend. What about Jordan North at Closets Bar? Scott Mills getting down and dirty at the Salty Dog. Or Danny Howard munching on a helicopter burger at Clark's 24-hour bakery. An end-of-night institution, this artery-hardening delicious combination of burger, lawn sausage, bacon, fried egg and chips in a bun is a must. I can't wait, and hopefully you can't either, Reese, for the biggest weekend of the year. Radio 1's Big Weekend in Dundee. Mon the biff. It's going to be pure tackle. Dundee for good.
Incredible. Reese, how you feeling?
That was perfect.
Right, if anyone thinks of anything we've missed that we can add in a minute, then let us know on 81119. Reese, that was your guide to Dundee for you and for everyone hoping to go to Big Weekend this year.
Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, there is Kirsty in Riverside Car Park in Dundee listening right now and just laughing a lot to the guide. A couple of things that we've missed. We missed the two closest football clubs in Europe, home to Dandy and the Beano.
Yeah, we missed the harmonica player, apparently, yeah, locally
that's
famous.
That's Eddie, the ledge who plays the harmonica just near Overgate every day, and of course, famous Dundonian Lorraine Kelly. Apart from that, we covered it all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, we've got another person from Dundee, a Dundonian, on to tell us something you missed in the guide.
Okay.
Okay, what have we got? Vari.
Hello.
Hi. Did we miss something?
Hi. Yeah, you did. You missed the
massive thing in Dundee.
What is it?
The Oor Woolly Bucket Trail.
Yeah, I did miss that. So what actually is that?
So the Oor Woolly Bucket Trail, it's basically the newspaper started this cartoon in like the 30s, and Woolly, well, Scottish abbreviation for William, so Woolly, and they're scattered all over Dundee. And basically, kids go around in the summer holidays and get a photo with them. And at the end of the summer, they're all sold off and all the money goes to children's charities.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And it's a massive thing. Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, so it's like, what, they're going around hunting for what? Willies?
Willies.
Yeah, they're woolly hunting, pretty much. So they're scattered in random places. I think there's usually about 30, but they're all artists, like local artists.
Oh.
And they get to like design all their own one. So like you had last year Yeehaw Woolly, which was like based on Woody from Toy Story.
Yes.
And it was all sort of coloured in. They're so cool.
Okay.
Yeah, this all makes sense. So yeah, you search for it. It's a bit, Where's Woolly?
Yes, exactly. So you obviously didn't do your research very well, because this is like huge.
Sorry. I'm looking up to complain.
So I'd like to put a complaint in.
Have you always lived in Dundee?
Yeah, born and bred Dundee. Yeah.
I mean, this is exciting news, right, that we're coming to town.
I am. Last time you were here, I remember I was devastated because I applied for tickets and I didn't get any. And this time you're coming, I've told everybody to help me get tickets. So
we'll tell you
hopefully.
When. We'll tell you exactly what to do and when.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So if you work anywhere, you'll always get these emails that are sent to all staff and they're normally marked important, high. And thanks for these, you've been forwarding them on straight to me. I'm not going to say who's it from or what company, but here's another good one.
Subject: toilets. Who is responsible for continually wiping their snot on the toilet walls? You wouldn't do it in your own house, so don't do it here. No need.
Got anything you want to send me? Any kind of email of the day? We'll do it. It's real insight into people's workplaces, this, and what goes on and what really annoys people.
Yeah, and just forward them straight over, easy as. Do it right away.
Yeah, I won't say the company or anything, just keep it anonymous, like.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow, live from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, catch up on the Scott Mills Daily. It's all of the show without the music from BBC Sounds. 1.